Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:15, somebody texted in to make sure you dedicate as much airtime for the Musk-Trump reunion as you have for the Musk-Trump breakup. Well, we'll have to see what happens there. But I know what's interesting is Donald Trump is still on Twitter, and you would think that that would be an indication that the breakup was real. You can also follow our next guest on Twitter, Julie O'Donoghue, J-S-O-D-O-N-O-G-H-U-E, who is a talented reporter for the Louisiana Illuminator, and she joins us now to talk about some nursing home legislation. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about, I guess, the whole story beginning to end about nursing homes in the state, the nursing home lobby, nursing home legislators that are involved in the nursing home industry, Senate Bill 134. It's a long and complicated story, but you're a storyteller, so I want to hear it.
Yeah, so this past week, the legislature sent a bill to Governor Landry's desk that would make limit the damages that someone could win from a lawsuit over wrongful death or injury. And I think it's fair to say that the impetus for this is that there is a law firm in the New Orleans area that has filed about 60-plus suits across the state against individual nursing homes over wrongful death and injury. From what I have read of the cases, it's usually family members whose loved one has died, and they're filing a lawsuit, for example, because their loved one developed a bed sore that got infected, that turned into sepsis, and then when they subsequently died, the family members felt like the nursing home was responsible for the, you know, the bed sore developing because they were understaffed and not moving their loved one around enough to prevent that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes also family members are suing because their loved one fell like several times, 30 or 40 times over a few month period and developed an injury from a fall and then subsequently passed away. So those are the kinds of lawsuits that are being brought. The nursing home's response, I think it's safe to say, is to file this legislation that would mean that the damages that they have to pay over those lawsuits are significantly smaller. So they're around $100,000, and then the family would actually get $500,000 because the money would come out of something called the extra $400,000 would come out of something called the Patient Compensation Fund. But without this legislation, the families might stand to get a lot more money, like a few million dollars. So that's basically the crux of the issue. I would say there are also some advocates. AARP is the big one that were opposed to this legislation because they said they felt it, the lawsuits help kind of ensure that the nursing homes are staffing the homes properly and taking care of people. The threat of the lawsuit is enough to push the nursing homes to act in such a way that would prevent these types of deaths and injuries.
You said the Patient Compensation Fund and what's coming out of it. What's feeding the Patient Compensation Fund?
So medical providers pay into the patient compensation fund. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you're a doctor, you're a surgeon, you pay into the patient's compensation fund. In case you get sued, say you leave like a sponge in someone or a surgery doesn't go well, it's supposed to help medical providers who might accidentally make a mistake, kind of shield them from a significant number of lawsuits. I would say the critics of this legislation that just passed don't think that the nursing homes over these types of issues should be included because they feel like this is more of an intentional act of understaffing the nursing homes and kind of then having these types of issues around bed sores or falls or really people not being supervised very closely while they're in the nursing home. Like that's an intentional act. It's not the same as, you know, a surgeon accidentally doing something that they didn't intend to do during surgery.
Do the nursing homes pay into the patient compensation fund?
I believe they do, but I think there are some people, and I would say I've not looked into this, that think that it is that they're going to maybe be a little bit of a drain on the fund.
That was my question, Julie. That was exactly my question. That's where I'm heading with this because only so much can come out depending on what goes in.
Right.
And I don't know if there's a surplus each year now or not, but I know if you're talking about doctors paying, I don't know if they pay by doctor or by patient, but if a nursing home has one doctor and they're paying into the fund based on one doctor and not the number of patients, well, the devil is in the details on all of this, is it not?
Yeah, I would say it is. I honestly do not know enough about that to comment on that. But there are some people who have said, I don't think anyone thinks the fund is going to be completely drained. I would not worry about that. Mm-hmm. But I think there are some people who are questioning whether these other medical providers are going to be subsidizing essentially these types of claims, if that makes sense.
Yes, it is.
I don't know that I know a whole lot about that. It's an interesting question, but I want to be clear. I don't know about that at this point, but yes, there was some question about whether that was going to be, an equitable situation.
Whenever I hear fund like you, I've been doing this long enough. So I know I immediately wonder, okay, what comes out of it and what goes into it? Because it's like a tank. A fund is a tank, and you can only get out of it what you put into it. We'll pick it up with Julie O'Donoghue when we come back. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Julie O'Donoghue, senior writer at the Louisiana Illuminator, about a bill that was passed to make it harder to sue nursing homes over wrongful deaths. Julie, you know, this is all after the fact, right? And I know the nursing home industry is very powerful. I've had parents that were in nursing homes that passed away 20 years now. I know it's not an easy business to be in. I'm not taking up for anybody here at all. But has there been any attempt or any legislation to improve the quality of care before anything like that happens that you know of?
I'm not sure that I can recall a bill recently that addressed that. I would say after the horrendous incident in Independence, Louisiana, following Hurricane Ida, the evacuation of the more than 800 people that were put in a warehouse by nursing home owner Bob Dean, there was legislation to tighten up the process during like an emergency evacuation to make sure something like that didn't happen again. In that case, the nursing homeowners did get some, they passed legislation, then they passed another round of legislation the next year. And it, in my opinion, it was watered down a little bit. The nursing homeowners inserted some provisions in that legislation that allowed them to really push back if their evacuation plan was deemed inadequate by the health department. I mean, I also, Tommy, you were probably here. I was not, but after Hurricane Katrina, I do think there was also some legislation passed to make sure some of the things that happened in nursing homes during Hurricane Katrina did not happen again. But beyond that, I can't really think of anything. We've had bills to try to increase the amount of resources and funding that goes into home health assistance, which is not about nursing home improvement, but is more about people being able to stay at home instead of having to go into a nursing home with support, you know, with an aide, with you know, more support. And that, I think, I mean, I don't know if that's like about a quality improvement, but that it kind of gets at nursing home stuff because you'd have less, you'd have fewer people
in the homes
going into the nursing home.
Real quick, Julie, let me get to some amendments. Stephanie Hilferty proposed one that would tie it into nursing home ratings, but that didn't get any traction, did it?
She did, but there was a long, protracted debate about it. State Representative Stephanie Hilferty, who represents Lakeview and Jefferson Parish, she proposed an amendment that said, okay, the lowest rating nursing homes by the federal government, the nursing homes that receive a 1 or 2 star on a 5 star rating scale, that they would still be subjected to larger damages from lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Let's not take them out. And let's like incentivize essentially nursing homes to get higher ratings. There was a very long protracted debate about that. Stephanie framed it as her amendment as a protection measure for seniors and our loved ones and elderly, but it didn't pass. And actually, incidentally, the same amendment was attempted on the Senate side, also failed. In that case, it was brought by Senator Jay Luno.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Julie, and your insight. Julie O'Donoghue, senior writer to Louisiana Illuminator. Take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Paul Miller, an LSU climatologist, about my friend Saharan dust. Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:45, quarter till 9, before Carl Arredondo retired at Channel 4. I used to drive him crazy every year asking about Saharan dust because he first told me about it. I think I used to call it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dirt off of the Saharan or something like that, or African dust, and he used to always correct me, but it is a serious thing and a good thing. Paul Miller joins us now, LSU climatologist, to talk about it. How you doing? Paul?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself, Tommy?
I'm all right. So tell me about Saharan dust, which, to correct somebody on the text line, is not an exotic dancer. It's the Saharan air layer. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so this is a pretty wild phenomenon. You know, it's, you know, probably Saturday you'll wake up, you'll notice sort of a brown haze to the sky, and it's pretty astonishing to think that this is all actually microscopic dust that has blown all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. It takes about 10, even 11 days to make it all the way here. It doesn't do that all that often, so it is sort of exceptional to get it here in the Gulf of America, but indeed that seems to be the case this weekend.
Does it seem to be occurring more frequently year to year?
So starting in about the year, maybe, you know, around 2000, we've kind of been in a little bit of a more elevated dust phase. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of think back, like in 2020, there was a big dust cloud that moved through. It was called the Godzilla dust cloud. It was a lot of dust. June 2022, we had another taste of this. 2025, here it is again. So, but this has been a larger trend that's been happening for about the last 20 years or so. So it just kind of goes in phases.
Tell me about hurricanes, current hurricane season, and how it is our friend.
Yeah, so you know, the conditions that you associate with the Saharan dust, right, all this air came from a desert. So it's fairly hot, it's dry, and that's a pretty bad thing for a hurricane. Hurricanes really like warm, moist air. This air is a little too dry to really sustain hurricane development. And also, the winds that bring it across the Atlantic are pretty strong. They tend to disrupt tropical systems. So it's really not the type of environment that you'd expect to see a tropical cyclone enjoy.
Does it dissipate as it leaves North Africa? And first of all, let's go to countries of origin, where this stuff is coming from.
Yeah, so this is generating sort of back over West Africa, you know, places, you know, like southern Algeria, Mauritania, you know, places that, you know, probably don't get a lot of airtime under normal circumstances. But when they're lofting a whole bunch of dust in the atmosphere, then we start talking about them. And so when the dust gets sort of mobilized, right, normally from these very strong thunderstorm winds that sort of, loft this dust into the air, it gets blown across the Atlantic, travels thousands of miles. The largest of the dust particles are going to settle out over the ocean. So by the time it makes it to Louisiana, we're dealing mostly with the very small microscopic particles, which is one of the reasons why we sort of talk about the health concerns, because these are very fine particulates, and they can be respiratory irritants.
So when it comes to, like, leaving the coast of Africa, and I know this has nothing to do with us in the Gulf, but I'm just curious, and you talked about the larger particles, I would presume it, like, almost darkens the sky in the Atlantic off the coast of Africa, or not necessarily? And then it dissipates?
Yeah,
as it gets
so
closer to
you
the
can
US?
See pictures from places, you know, over in Cabo Verde, which is a cluster of islands right off the African coast, and you know, it's just hard to see the sun, really, that it sort of clouds the sky to that extent. Actually, the first sort of written report of Saharan dust that we have actually was from Charles Darwin, when his ship kind of actually got sort of lost in one of these dust clouds. So they can be very intense the closer you get to Africa, certainly.
So what impact does it have on hurricane season? Take me through the mechanics of this, how it diminishes storm development.
Yeah, so there's a couple layers to this, right? There's sort of this acute sort of effect where the air is dry, which makes it hard to get a lot of thunderstorms going. Also, sort of the winds can kind of tear apart like a thunderstorm updraft when you have a cluster of thunderstorms that are trying to organize into a tropical system. The Saharan dust plume tends to kind of rip those apart. So those can be have an effect on any sort of immediate tropical system that's starting to form. But the Saharan dust also has sort of this longer, more persistent effect on hurricane season because, as we were talking about a second ago, it sort of prevents as much sunlight from reaching the ocean surface. And so the Saharan air layer tends to also cool the ocean surface and reduce SSTs over the areas that it crosses. And then that sort of removes another energy source for tropical cyclone activity.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. Big question I have when we return is how long is it going to be here and how long is it going to affect hurricane season? Because the longer, the better. We're talking about Saharan dust that you're going to see this weekend in the sky. Paul Miller, LSU climatologist, our guest. You got any questions, you can text them into the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and text line 504-260-1870. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 855, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Paul Miller, LSU climatologist, about this Saharan dust. So a lot of these systems start as waves off the coast of Africa, but then we heard last week that the Category 5s that have hit the United States were tropical storms or less 3 days out. Tell me where Saharan dust figures into all of this and put it on a time frame as far as the rest of hurricane season that ends in November.
Yeah, so, you know, for us here in Louisiana, we really prefer to avoid hurricanes. And so in that sense, the Sal is really our best friend. And when I say Sal, what I mean, I'm talking about the Saharan air layer, mm-hmm. which is kind of this air mass that encapsulates all the dust. So that's some French jargon for everyone. But yeah, we you know, the Sal is great because it tends to be sort of this, you know, antithetical sort of set of environmental conditions that you would need for tropical cyclones. So, for instance, like a really great example was from a few years ago, 2022. So some of the hurricane forecasts for that year were beating the drum for a very active season. And really, we ended up having what was a best an average season. And a lot of that we attribute to the strong presence of Saharan dust over the Atlantic that year.
So this is a good thing, and you can almost as strong as the El Nino, La Nino thing? Or El Nino, La Nina?
Yeah, so, you know...
Different thing,
El
I know,
Nino,
but...
Yeah. Those have sort of strong effects on tropical cyclone activity. We tend to associate La Nina with more hurricanes. Fortunately, in this year, we're sort of in a neutral condition. So it's not El Nino, it's not La Nina. So we sort of have a more neutral background state to hurricane activity. So something like the presence of Saharan dust, especially early in the season, could help cool down some of the SSTs in the Atlantic and potentially reduce hurricane activity later in the season. So Saharan dust often comes in pulses. So, you know, this outbreak that we're experiencing now isn't the only one. We often get multiple of these. They just normally don't make it all the way to Louisiana. So if you're sort of rooting for a below average hurricane season, then right now you want more of these Saharan dust pulses coming across the Atlantic.
And what causes it to leave the coast of Africa?
Yeah, so in this part of the world, we have sort of a general flow of wind from the east to the west. So in Louisiana, we tend to think of weather coming from the west, right? We have mm-hmm. sort of these lines of thunderstorms that start off over Lake Charles, and then they move their way, you know, over Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and into coastal Mississippi. But once you get closer to the equator, this all kind of reverses. The winds actually blow from east to west. And so that's why we sort of have all this dust coming from Africa being blown towards the Caribbean and the Gulf of America, actually following very similar tracks to tropical storms and hurricanes, right? They tend to do the same thing because they're caught up in this same wind pattern that sort of dominates this part of the world.
So when it comes to what we're going to experience here, I was kidding around about washing a car, but are we going to have dust settling on cars? Is it just going to be a little haze in the sky? What can we expect? And is there any health concern over this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably a little bit closer to haze in the sky. So earlier this week, there was a big cluster of thunderstorms off the coast of Florida that actually the National Hurricane Center was kind of monitoring as a potential tropical system. That kind of disturbed the big dust cloud and sort of mixed it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the sort of slug of dust headed towards Louisiana is going to be a little bit sort of weaker, less intense than we were thinking a few days ago. You'll still probably notice a brown haze to the sky. Maybe even a little bit of a light coating of dust, you know, on plants and cars and things like that, but maybe not to the same extent as the dust plumes that we had in 2022 and 2020.
Real quick, does an afternoon thunderstorm diminish that, or is it below the level of that?
So actually, you know, thunderstorms are great for sort of washing some of the dust out of the atmosphere. They sort of sequester the dust and bring it to the surface. So pop a few thunderstorms, and that's a great way to get some of the dust out of the air.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the information. That's Paul Miller, LSU climatologist. We're going to lighten up. We come back for a while. We'll talk to Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. But then we're going to turn serious. Second half of the hour, talk to John Fitzmaurice, an instructor of history at my alma mater, UNO. And recognize the anniversary of D-Day. Back in a flash, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.